Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
It's Mind Food Radio. We like to read, Michael.
We sure do.
You like to write. You hang out with some cool people.
We sure do. And Jimmy Thompson I met actually on a Familia. He's a very cool guy and he's written an amazing book. It's called A Sapper's War. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you?
Very, very good. Now, this is an amazing story about the sappers in Vietnam. And for our listeners today who actually don't know what a sapper is, just fill us in first about that.
Okay, a sapper is basically an infantryman, a soldier, but he's also an engineer. I mean, and they have their own regiment, the Royal Australian Engineers. But their job is to go in, they carry guns and they shoot people and they get shot at and all the rest of it. But they also have to build things and blow things up and fix booby traps and things like that.
So they're sort of like the tunnel rats, aren't they? They're the bridge builders and the mine clearers. And
Yeah. I mean, the tunnel rats were all sappers. And in fact, the original tunnel rats were a small Australian troop, three field troop, who were in at the early days of the Vietnam War, before conscription and all that, and they were really sent out there to build a camp for the Australian troops that were coming over. But while they were there, they discovered the Viet Cong tunnels.
Yeah. Now, they're a pretty special breed of soldier, though, really, aren't they? Because they lived pretty hard and played hard.
Very much so. They are... They're very pragmatic people, generally speaking, you know, and they're also, well, you know, the sappers in the Vietnam War had the highest casualty rate of any Australian unit, so it's not like they were, you know, sitting around, you know, twiddling their thumbs while everybody else got involved in the action. So they have a fairly pragmatic view of life, you know, and they get on with stuff, but when they've got their free time, they enjoy themselves, there's no doubt about that.
So Jimmy, how did you come to writing about all this?
Well, first of all, many years ago, I was asked to write the personal memoir of Sandy McGregor, who was, as a young captain, led that troop, three field troop. And then last year, I rewrote it as a third person military history called Tunnel Rats. And that's been so successful that this year we brought out a second book looking at all the engineers throughout the war, not just the tunnel rats.
Now, he actually finished as a colonel in the end, didn't he, in the reserves?
Yeah, and he won the military, now let me get this right, the Military Cross, which is reserved for officers. So, you know, he was a very distinguished military career. Indeed.
And with his experiences, you know, being at the front line like that, was he, you know, 30 years on, I think he was in the army for 30 years, was he scarred by it all?
Look, Sandy has a really interesting, a tragically interesting history. I mean, his experiences in Vietnam were enough for any one person to deal with. But later in life, his three teenage daughters were killed by, you know, it was an awful incident, but somebody came round to their house and killed them, and he has had to learn to deal with that, and as a result of his ability to deal with that, he has his own organization called CALM, C-A-L-M, which he then, I mean, I don't know too much about it, but I know that it's a kind of relaxation, meditation, self-hypnosis thing that he does.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting, isn't it? I think, you know, as a book, I've just started to read it, and it's just absolutely fascinating. You certainly take you know, the reader into a world that it's written so well, you do kind of feel you're there. You know, the research is so good in it. So well done, Jimmy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Great book. So A Sapper's War, Jimmy Thompson with Sandy McGregor, out now. And for more details, go to mindfood.com. So, Jimmy, where can we get the book?
Well, you know, all good bookshops, as they say, but we have our own website. It's www.sapperswar.com, sapperswar.com, and there you can find out more about the books, and we take tours to Vietnam and things like that.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot of information there.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.